Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A reporter from a Toronto, Canada newspaper was asked to do a story on garages that made unreasonable charges. The reporter pulled a couple of wires loose in the electrical system of his car, then drove into garages to ask for an estimate on repairs, which varied from $25 to over $400. After he got the estimates, he would decline to have the work done, then drove around the corner, hooked up the wires, and went to another garage. He pulled into the 13th garage and explained the problem: a severe miss in the engine. So Cecil Bainton poked around for a few minutes, spotted the problem. He plugged in the wires, and the car was running like new. "So how much do I owe you?" asked the reporter. "Oh, nothing at all." "Surely I must owe you something," countered the reporter, whose identity wasn't known to Cecil. "Nah," he said, "I'm a Christian and run an honest shop." He refused payment. That mechanic took seriously his commitment to Jesus Christ and the ethics of Scripture. Long ago, Paul stressed that our lives and our conduct either make the gospel attractive to men and women or make them repel our faith. Writing to Titus, Paul said, "Teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive." Telling about the incident, Haddon Robinson said, "I'm sure that there were eloquent preachers in the city of Toronto on that Sunday. They may have preached some very powerful sermons, but I submit that the sermon which Cecil Bainton preached at his workbench in the garage was the most beautiful presentation of the gospel set forth in Toronto that weekend." The story doesn't end with the article that the reporter wrote. The following week, the paper did a follow-up article. In this article, the honest mechanic asked that they tell people to stop coming to his garage. He said he just couldn't handle the steady stream of people who were searching for an honest mechanic. Invitations had come from two service clubs wanting him to speak, and a publisher had approached him about writing a book. As I thought about the impact of Cecil Bainton's life, I couldn't help thinking that what we believe is either enhanced or downgraded by our lives, the bottom line which the world sees and evaluates. I couldn't help thinking of an acquaintance telling about the time he was overseas speaking for an evangelistic conference. He boarded a bus and gave the conductor a bill, paid his fare, and took the change and sat down. Then, counting his change, he realized that he had given the conductor a $5 and the change was for a $10. He was tempted to just pocket the money and forget it when he quickly realized that would be wrong. When he came to his stop, he went to the forward exit and gave the money back to the conductor, saying, "I think you didn't realize you gave me change for a $10, but I only gave you a $5. The conductor said, "Yes, I know that. I went to hear you speak last night, and when you boarded my bus, I recognized you. I figured that if you were honest, what you say must be right, and if you kept the money, I wouldn't go back to your meetings." The impact of honesty is not the individual who commends you for doing what is right, but the vast army of people who are influenced one way or the other and evaluate the gospel by your life. It is no wonder that Paul wrote that the Corinthians were his letters, known and read by everybody. Your honesty is showing, friend. Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.